My house is on the internal flooding register. I moved in just under 3 years ago, never knew anything about it until I got a letter from Scottish Water telling me it's an internal flooding register, which basically means that my house floods with sewage, human faeces, etc. It's never come into my actual property above the floorboards, but the solum is the part underneath the floorboards, that bit gets flooded. My back garden, this only happens when it's torrential rain. You know, you can have a really wet winter, nothing will happen. It's only when the sewer kind of, you know, a downpour, a sudden downpour, and the sewer backs up and it comes into my garden and various other properties as well. And it comes up 10 inches. I've got photographs, measured it, 10 inches in about 20 minutes. It's really, really frightening. And it's about that now away, 3 or 4 inches away from coming in my back door. So if that rain was to last another 10 minutes, half an hour, my house will be flooded. I won't get any house insurance. Nobody will ever buy the house. And Scottish Water, basically, they put these air bricks that allow you to have ventilation underneath your floorboards. They've changed them for me. That's a smart brick, it's called. It means if the water comes above it, which it does, it won't go in because there's small rubber balls actually go up and block off the water, blocks it off. So that's been good. But my garage, I can't use my garage. It gets flooded every time. And I've now got a bund wall. I've got pictures of this as well, about 10 inches deep bund wall. So basically, I've got to step over this wall to get to my garage. Can't park my car in the garage. And every time we get this flooding, which I've had, I would say, about 6 or 7 times since I moved in less than 3 years ago, my garage floods, my outhouse floods, my garden floods, my front garden floods, and my neighbours are the same. There's at least 2 of them I know. I've got the smart bricks because it floods up to there, and these other guys have got even worse problems than me, because basically what they're doing is they're using their properties for an overflow. That's exactly what they're doing. They've not done anything at all. They're still giving permission along with the councils to build extra houses in the area, which means extra sewage going down the drains. This is sewage. When the floodwaters go down, because we live in a coastal area, the ground's quite sandy, so the floodwater does go down quite quick, and you're left with human faeces. I know you don't want to hear all the horrible things you're left with, but it's disgusting. I've got small grandchildren that come. I can't actually even let them out the back door to play, because after it's disinfected, they've got to come and disinfect it, which they do. But after it's disinfected, you've got to leave it for 5 or 6 days before you can go in because it's contaminated. So my grandchildren have got to stay in the house, and they can't even get into the back garden to play. That's exactly where we're at just now.